We're back with another episode of Cooking with Jay, and today I'm going to tell you that you can make homemade pasta sauce. I know, it seems like a really big deal, and there's all these recipes out there that have you, like, de-seed the tomatoes, and it just seems like so much work. But I can tell you, this recipe only takes 2 hours and 15 minutes, and 2 hours of it is the cook time. So, here's what I recommend. You want to use either 24 of the small tomatoes or 6 medium-sized beefsteak tomatoes, like the kind you cut up and put on a hamburger, those big bad boys. That's what I used. You need 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, a large onion, at least 4 cloves of garlic. I think I put in 6 or 7, but I love garlic. So half a cup of good quality dry red wine, which is optional, but does add some flavor. Half a cup of beef stock. Then you want to get fresh basil, rosemary, oregano, and thyme. Don't skimp and get the dry stuff. It doesn't add as much flavor. So 2 tablespoons of the fresh basil, all chopped up, and 1 tablespoon each of rosemary, oregano, and thyme. You want them all nice and chopped, but they're going to really add some flavor. Half a teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon of cracked black pepper, and 2 tablespoons of tomato paste. Now, I know it's a recipe from scratch. The tomato paste kind of just helps bring it all together. It's not a bad thing. If you don't end up using the whole jar of tomato paste, you can put it into ice cube trays and freeze it into tablespoon-sized servings that you can use later on in things. So, just to let you know, that's another trick. Okay, so you preheat the oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. You cut the tomatoes in half, and you place them cut side down on the baking sheet. Now, one thing that it didn't say, you want to line the baking sheet with either silicone or parchment paper. One thing it didn't say to me, and I wish I would have done, is it's easier if you core the tomatoes first, or at least remove the end. Because what you're doing is you're going to cook those. You roast them for about 10 to 15 minutes, move them out of the oven, let them cool slightly, and then you just peel the skins right off with like a set of tongs. Now, it didn't work so well with the tomatoes not cored. So I would recommend that you core the tomatoes or at least cut off the end with the stem. Then you crush the tomatoes. You can either use your hands or a potato masher, whatever you want, just squish them all up. While the tomatoes are roasting, you want to heat olive oil in a skillet over medium heat. Cook the onions until translucent, about 5 minutes, then add the garlic and cook another minute. Then add the herbs, the wine, the stock, all into the onion mixture and stir well. So, over medium heat, you cook it until the liquid is cooked down to about half, or your sauce is not going to be chunky. It's going to be watery. Okay. Now, then you add the roasted tomatoes, making sure that any really big chunks get chopped up. But it's okay to have it chunky. Tomato sauce should be chunky. Then you add the tomato paste and stir it to blend well. Then you simmer it over a low heat for about 2 hours. Now, if you'd rather do it in a crock pot, like I did, then it needs about 8 hours on low in a crock pot. So, once it's all cooked, you serve it with pasta or any dish that asks for tomato sauce. You can put some of it in the freezer, put some of it in the fridge, you can use it right away, whatever. But the sauce is actually really good. If you like spicy, you can add some crushed red pepper. If you like your sauces to be stronger in flavor, add more of the herbs. So anyway, make it your own. And this is a much easier recipe when I had a bunch of tomatoes than some of the recipes that I found out there. Some of them were just so much work, straining and de-seeding and all that stuff. And I'm like, can I just make tomato sauce here? So it turned out really good. It was very good on pasta with some cheese. I like my sauce with meatballs, so you can do whatever you like with yours. Anyway, thank you for coming out and cooking with Jay, and I hope you have a lovely day.